When it comes to taking and using clips of some of the mainstream stuff that's out there, whether off television or the like, I think there's a bit of a love and hate relationship for many of the broadcasters and the content producers there. I think increasingly they're recognizing that this is just an incredible marketing opportunity, and so if you're a television show and you find people are sharing some of your clips, this is a great way to get more people to view your show, and of course that will ultimately lead to more ad dollars and perhaps down the road more DVD sales, and even now as we see more and more television shows being made available for purchase through iTunes or some of the MySpace and some of the other services, increasingly move people in that direction as well. But that, of course, hasn't stopped a number of the networks from trying to pull the plug on some of the video sharing that's out there. Sometimes it's to offer some of their own alternatives, and sometimes it's because they would seemingly prefer to die on a mountain and say that this is their copyright and they have the exclusive right to decide what happens to it, rather than taking what I think is a good business decision and saying this is a terrific opportunity that they ought to be promoting rather than trying to shut down.
So how do you think a big network like NBC or ABC or even some networks in Canada should deal with the whole issue of people putting their shows online and sharing them? What would be, you know, make good business sense in your mind?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, it's to run to the market and offer up those exact same shows. And they can do it in any number of ways, as we've seen, whether it's offering up through iTunes for $1.99, or as ABC is experimenting with a number of its shows by offering up for free a package together with some advertising in a streaming context. I think there's all sorts of ways to do it. And, of course, what that really means, I think, from a network perspective, is that you generate ad dollars the first time the show premieres. You generate increased revenue from the period after it airs for a number of months until the summer comes along, and then in the summer, of course, you'll resell all those shows again to your consumers and your fans through a DVD, and then, of course, then you relicense through syndication and the like. So I actually think this represents just the emergence of a number of new, very exciting business streams, and while, of course, there is going to be said there is some of this clip sharing that's taking place, and I understand the concerns, I'd actually have far more of a concern if I was a rights holder with respect to the camcorder that are in the movie theaters and people who are taking some of this work and really reducing it to very, very poor quality and, in a sense, infringing on the moral rights of the creators. So the end product that users see is really poor. For those that are getting good clips and good views of what's out there, I think this in many ways will help drive people towards some of these new business models. And so in many respects, it's one of those things that you keep an eye on, but in fact what you really do is provide the marketplace with a number of new alternatives, and I think many of the customers will gravitate there.
So